Beginning current daven and sets the yavam is the chavtes. Beginning the middle, beginning tes master, beginning with the gemara. Achaisa, what's with the sister? That's mishum lasa dida. So what does that mean? Tes explains this. That the gemara answers that the reason why the sister of the issa mitzvah is chalatzis, even though the raisa she's exempt from yavam. Reason is because the inafka, if the sister of the issa mitzvah is going to go out, but loy chalitza without chalitza. And the reason is mishum denasu, because like we say in biblical according to Rabbi Shimon that they become tzagazul lazu. Problem is, asila fukim hai taima nami hahid is a mitzvah. So they're going to come to exclude also for that same reasoning, the one of the issa mitzvah, that yavama, which you're right. Although biblically she is permitted to the shuk because she also has the same halacha of tzagazul lazu. Problem is that. Not then you're going to think it's in general related to the idea that she's a mitzvah, which is not true. Issa mitzvah does not let her totally free. But so since we're going to confuse the sister with issa mitzvah and issa mitzvah with issa mitzvah alma, simply say that all of them require chalitza. On that, the Gemara asks, but regarding a yavama that's an erva, which she's permitted to the shuk, but her sister needs yibum, they're legazer shet chalitz. We don't say that the erva should require chalitza. Whether she goes without chalitza, and we're not concerned about the shem yizbru. That maybe people are going to think, "Ooh, the mitama chaytziyetz that she's actually going out because she's the sister." That the erev is because the chaytziyisha is going out to shuk without chalitza. People are going to say, "Oh, you know why she's going out to shuk? Because she's a chaytziyisha bezika." And like Reb Shimon that says, it becomes tzagazulazu, and therefore vaslafuk idich b'lechalitza. They're going to also say, "Wait a second. Then the sister of the Achayis Isha is also going to go without Chalitza because they're both from this halacha of Lohi Lekuchen Ma'achazmen. And since there's such a concern, so then why are we not Gezer also that the same concern? The Gemara says, no, it's the Erev, everyone knows, and I can make such a mistake. They say, Ishta Imoy V'chulu, that no, the wife, the one that he did the Maimer to, could remain with him. Because of the Maimer, according to Bishami. Now, Tais says, B'gemara, the Gemara, Gabe, where the Gemara says that Hashtag is Dhamma B'chulu, if regarding Arusa, we have such a locho that we don't have, there's no Metamala and there's no Yarsha. So, Asaba Maimer Mibaya, so if the Maimer was done, would you think that to say that it was going to have the locho of Metama Yarshala? Of course not. Now, on that Gemara, Pishbuk and Rashi explains within the Masa Hashtag Arusa. He says, "What's the Gemara's kavu chaim over there? The maim yivamim midrabanon afel b'shamay because even according to b'shamay, the most maim is rabbinic. Kedem midraisi yivamim yavi like seven minat Torah. Biblically, Torah says you have to have beer to consummate the relationship. So if arusa, which is biblical, doesn't work for sure, not that a maimer, which is at most it's rabbinic. It says Tais veinir l'rivam, but the rivam does not like this interpretation of Rashi." Because in Cain, if that was the case, then Amai, the wise B'shamay, say in our Mishnah, that Teitzal Lazum Hashem Achayis Isha B'maimer Zev, if through the Maimer, the Achayis Isha goes out scot-free, but what do you mean? You say, like Rashi, it's only rabbinic, so Midrash, it is Achayis Akuka. So why is saying Ishta Imba, and the other one goes scot-free? That's not true in the biblical sense. And that's what says Mi Yishtam, however you could say, you're right. The Teitzal Hashem Achayis Isha, that's what we say that, the other one's going to go out because of it's her, his wife's sister that he did only mimer to. It's her sister. It's not with the mimer itself. That just allows us that, and then subsequently when he does be with her, then the other one's going to go out because of a chayis ishah. But you're right, mimer itself is only a kinyan derabban. So the Rivam's question is not difficult. But Abu Kashim says, well, it is difficult. It's a little perek base. Previously in the second peric of Yitzchazim and Aleph, the comment the Gemara says, Hadik Tani mimer. This that we said, in that case, why did we mention Maimer if really the halacha would be even with Zika? Oh, that's lavuka maybe Beshamai. It's coming good from Beshamai, who holds that, oh, it's a full-fledged Kenyan, and the Tsar would not require Chalitza. We have to say Maimer's not Kenyan at all. Now, since there's Mashma, what it sounds like, the Beshamai, because the second one did a Maimer and the wife of the first one, that Yitzhashnia, the second one's going to go out, Bisham Tsaras Eshes Achav Shlohi Bailamai, because she's the co-wife of the brother's wife who he wasn't around at the same time, and that's even before Bia. So obviously you see that, not like we just answered, that we see that Maimer is a biblical kinyan from the fact that it's going to exempt the Tzara because of Eishas Akshalei B'Lamei. So we see later on in the period of Lama Ralf, meaning we see this idea that Maimer is kind of Midaraisa, Gabachois Isha. where according to Beis Shammai, that holds that Maimer is kind of a full-fledged Kenyan, the halacha is that the third brother's unrelated wife is a tzaras achis ishtoi, and you're not going to require even chalitza. So Alma, so you see, Maimer that was done by the third brother is kani deraisa le Beis Shammai, is biblically kind of according to Beis Shammai, and says tais, and therefore that's going to exempt the tzara, and just by just doing Maimer. Now it'd be afterwards, like we said before. The whole sugya is obvious from this point that Maimer is a biblical kinyan, like we see from Abulazar holds that Maimer is kaina, so the Rambam of Rashi later on. So because of all these questions, he disagrees with Rashi, and he says that no, most definitely Maimer is a biblical kinyan. I bought the kamar, but this that the Gemara tells us, which was Rashi's raya, hashta arusa dam of chul. If arusa doesn't work, other than Maimer mebayi, you just do Maimer. Do we have to tell you it's not going to work? So he says no. I've got the Maimer that I saw. Maimer is also biblical, like arusa. Since we could, still we could say, oh, you entertained to say the same thing about Maimer? Why? Yes, although the Maimer is biblically kind, where do we get that? It's because it's learned out from the biblical Kedushin in general. So therefore, Maimer cannot be better than Kedushin because what you're learning out cannot be stronger than what you're learning out from. And if what you're learning out from doesn't have Yilayushal Tamala, so to Maimer, not because Maimer is Jabbanon, but simply because that's the source we're learning it out from. Or to him, for his wife, that's what they say, you're going to have to get rid of both of them, and to Eshasach. Now, Amar Rida says interestingly, because the Bechalani, the Perik Cheresh, we have many cases, the Gemara brings data, it could be the Beis, my Beis, could be the Alma Beis, no, the Mishnah teaches us, might say Eshasach, you're going to have to divorce your wife with the get, and Eshasach, Bechalitza, also going to have to do Chalitza to your brother's wife. Why, look at Tony, why they didn't learn Oiloi Kiyacha, same Oiloi, because you're going to be losing both of them. So it tells you, no, it's not difficult. Mishum the oile mashm loshen tzar. Woe to him sounds like a terminology of pain. Kalema, in other words, roile tzar, he should be in pain. Shehipsed ish to blame shehasa because he's losing his wife without any negligence on his own. And that's the case of Hachobi here, and also Bahad Isa Begumar, Plugged Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shua, the Gitan Magdala, regarding when he's married to the minor, and then the older sister falls from Yim Leipash. That's not negligence of his. Lacha Yitani Aile, that's what says woe to him. Abul Hassam, but over there, regarding a Peker de Merza Chadeshes, even though he has to divorce her, we don't say Oiloi. And there's reason because in Pasha, he was negligent. Shechin Satsuma Pesach Bechadashah, that he got involved in doubts regarding when you get married to a deaf mute woman. Shalah Oiloi Lisa Chadashah. Now, you should not marry the Chadashah because you know you're going to be stuck in certain situations. Chen Ahid Achel Zodig Mor Leirun Ab Memal Zman Av, the Shemez Yavam, regarding when the woman's waiting for Yibin, Shekidish Achav Ezachayit Zavachul, that the brother gets engaged to the sister. Where, if the situation happens, then we say, okay, if the Yavam dies, now the Chesish is falling in front of the front under that brother, he's going to have to divorce his wife to get, and they shalach b'chalitza. So we don't say oilal ishta, because that was a negligence of him. Why are you getting engaged to the sister of the Yavama after that the sister already fell for Yiba? Now this explains, based on what we're saying, that there's a difference between him as negligent or not, so now we can understand the Gemara, that olahachi, lachin namikam b'gemara, that's what the Gemara says, that, oh, when Basil says, zuhi shamru, what's zuhi? Lemut Rebbe Yeshua, come and exclude the halacha of Rebbe Yeshua regarding what we referenced before, but regarding the Ketan Le'idoyla. Because the Shaykh Hasam Lashon Oyle Kiyachad, because it would be applicable to say the terminologic Oyle. I mean, it's not saying Zuhi, this is the way we say Oyle. But Balaikam Lemuti Kalani, we don't say to exclude all those other cases that we bring and Parak Cheresh on enough Kabid Beis Kapital, because those are not applicable to say Oyle, to say that's what we're excluding from Zuhi. Next is Master Mingle's Gemara, Ikrim Leon. And if you're saying, meaning you'd say, we're not holding like him, that's the Zuhi's coming to exclude. And you could say maybe that he holds like either like him or like him. One of them is Ikra Bin Lil, which Dhamma he says, no, it's not Oilo Yelishta, Oilo Yelisha Sachar. It's Dhamma, he says, Tamda Shatakdal. Wait till the minor that he's married to gets becomes an adult, Vyibul, and they'll have Bia, Vitezal, Zumisha, Machaisisha, and then the Yavam is going to be removed because she's a Chaisisha. Where? Avagab, the Kedushi Kitan Rabban, although the Kedushi of this wife, the minor is rabbinic, so the problem is that why wouldn't Basil hold that he divorced the minor because of the older sister, because Zika is biblical, and just like the case of when you do kedushin with a minor, that you have that's exactly what Basil holds in our mission. You have to get rid of her because Dachis Isha is the Zika Medaraisa, so why is it any different? Says Taisis, no, Mikamoka Mikilaba, they were more lenient, but they Mibaala is minor more than the Halachava Mishnah of when the one that he did a mimer to, and the reason Mishum the Knusi is like Kuntz Magadel, because she's been married for him already a long time before the adult ever fell for him. So though technically their status is similar, but it's different because he was married to her for a long time. Then he says, well, the parakum, no, then what's this that the Gemara asks from this teaching of Rimmim Leil? Leil Breshpeg Beis on the Pyotosim and Alf. Aha, de Meir is about Matibam, and de Meir holds the oh, not about Matibam. From Lil Shor about Matibam, he holds it's permitted to be about Matibam, and from the fact that he says that you're allowed to marry the Ketan, even though you can be about Matibam, and oh, that's typical de Meir that holds Ein Zika, and you're allowed to be about Matibam. That's the first question. Please bother, what do you mean? We explained that Bissell holds about by Maimur, you have to get rid of her. Agrees from Lil by Ketana because he's been married to for a long time. They're bringing up the divorce. So, what's the question from Lil and Remeya that holds a number of Mitzvah Abamin? From Lil by a minor, it's not been about Mitzvah Abamin of the Gedal because he's married to the Ketana for a long time. So, it says, yes, Avagab Dahar can do says the Mikar, though, but here by Lil, she's been married to him for a long time. But come on, Park, what the most question of there was, how did Remeya Cheshla's faker? Remeya is so concerned with Mitzvah Abamin that even by a case of Suffolk, having Lil full of Adel Cheshim, Lil is not concerned even by definitive. That was the most question. Asking how do we understand that contradiction between those two different opinions. Next is Master Tibbin of the Gemara, and or it's not like Rishua, so either in Lil or Ikrim Lazar, which Dhamma that he says, a different approach, he says, Malam Nakitana Shitamoin, we teach the miner to do Miyun, and then you can do Yim to the Gedaila, but it's, again, it's not going to be Ulay Elishtab or Ulay Elishtab. Then the Tazman then begins to say, wait a second, by my Shari, why would this be permissible to do such an approach? For Bishas Nefila, at the time when this Yavama fell for Yibum, this older sister, Nidus Kachlesisha, she looked like his wife's sister. And really, Elba Perikamo, we actually say the same thing in the first paragraph of the Bezim and Avka, but Tzara Sbita Mamanus. When the Tzara of the Erva of the Bas is doing Miyun, that meaning the Tzara of the daughter who did Miyun, the Bishas Nefila, at the time of Nefila, Nidus Kachlesisha, she looked like Tzara Sbita, meaning although Miyun operates in Mafreya, and so, to the case of Bashas Nefil Nez Kekalos, it looks like his daughter in law. So, we see that that makes it problematic. So, why here would Mian help? So, instead of your stomach, you can say it's like them, it's not comparable. Why? Because the husband, when they shot Baal Mess, there's someone where the husband died. And she's doing it with the Yavam. So, it's not really, it doesn't look so much like you're uprooting the original marriage. Like over here, with Shabal Kaim, the husband is alive. So, therefore, everyone knows that it's uprooting a Mafreya. And therefore, that's why it does not make it usur on the Gedayla because of a Chay Seshte. Next test master begins with the Gemara. Loi tamer, Maimer b'shami kinyan kinyan of grammar fuchulu. Don't say that Maimer according to b'shami is like a full fledged kinyan and like a regular wife, which Tosfos explains. Now avakav dein kinyan kinyan gamar. Although, so we're saying over here, according to Rabbi Elazar, that it's not a full fledged kinyan, like a regular wife. So when you do Maimer, you can't just release her with a get. Rather, you require chalitza. Even so, the Maimer is coming the raisa. It's just not a full fledged kinyan. Because of what the Gemara brings later on of Nidalim and Aleph, that only Bia consummates a relationship, but Kes and Shtar do not consummate it. In other words, that even though Maimer was done, but it's not like a regular full-fledged Yevama. But, Mikom Mokum, that's the crazy because coming to explain in the Gemara over here, the Kinyan that he does with the Maimer is Midaraisa. And therefore, that's where the sister is rejected from being a Chay Sishtai, because of a Chay Sishtai. And so too, with the Tzara Ze'erva, so has Allah like a tzara zerva, like you see that, like Amrin Lael, we said this previously, David Chazim and Alv regarding Ishak Shlomo Elomid that he did a maimer, it exempts the tzara. So to come on later on, the Vlamanav Amanav Mechaisisha, that the Allah is the Beteret Tzaras Labishame de Maimer. So we see that according to Bishame, maimer is kind of in the full-fledged Kenyan regarding at least the Allah of tzara. Tais is bothered that where did Rabbi Elazar get this idea that maimer to Bishame is not a full-fledged Kenyan? But we find others, like Tosfos is going to bring from Shimon, the hold that Maimer is a full Kinyan. So Tosfos is tame, it's a wonder. My comment, Rabbi Shimon, what is Rabbi Shimon saying earlier in the second paragraph of the Desmond Alf? Imam Mogher shall train the Maimer. Wait. He says black and white. If the Maimer of the second one is a Maimer, so then Eshel Shein Ubel, then it's the wife of the second one. So, but Tosfos is bothered. He says, well, I mean, Kavan and Maimer, even if Maimer is going to be kind of, but it's not a full Kinyan that, let's say, you would really be able to release or get, still need Chalitza. So then the question is, why is Rabbi Shimon saying that Eshel Shein Ubel? To the contrary, Eshel Shein Ubel. It's the wife of both of them, where it's still like the wife of the first one and the second one. The Hafilah B'Shamai, because even according to B'Shamai, they were saying it would be the Maimon Kainah, and the Kainah Gamma is not full of Kinyan, and the Kainah B'Shamai, rather, it's Kainah and leaves over. And if Chidim begins to say to B'Shamai, that according to B'Shamai, no, Ikon, if it is Kainah Gamma, it requires totally Tfil B'Shamai more than what's saying B'Shamai over here, well then if there is such an opinion, same Kim, no little Malazah, like Kainah Gamma, B'Shamai, and B'Shamai said, where did B'Shamai get this idea that according to B'Shamai is like full of Kinyan, like B'Shamai, who holds it is a full of Kinyan, where did B'Shamai get this idea from? If you see that there is such an opinion, it actually says that. No, the Maimer is only kind of only to reject the Tzara. Pishbukon, Jerashi explains that Tzara the Kulish Maim, this whole Sugya, that's by Rabbi Elazar that says that it's only to push away the Tzara, that Ravashi says that the Tzara require Chalitzam, that not like Rabbi Elazar. So that this we're talking about the Tzara means to say, that it's achisa shenefel zimar. It really means the sister that's falling with her from the other brother. So it's really a borrowed terminology, this term of tzava, to these two sisters falling at the same time, similar to like when these two women fall from the same husband, but it's not the real tzara which falls from the same husband, it's from the other brother. That's how Rashi explains this sugya. Now, so this type of is difficult because Rabbi Ashi, the Amar Teichem Shaiyer, according to Rabbi Ashi, they hold no, the Maimer, according to Beishamai, only pushes away, quote unquote, the tzara. And it leaves over, it's not full fledged. So the Allah has Hibitza Rasa, Baichalitza, Har, and the tzara, which Rashi explains means to mean the sister, that they both require Chalitza. Problem is, Gatan Masnibu learned that Mishnah, says Tatum Shema Chaisisha, that the sister, if that's what's going on, she is released because of a chesisha. Mashmah is like this. Something goes out without klitza. Now, although actually the Gemara itself asks such a question, but Taisis Bad, it says, how could Rav Ashi have thought such a thing? Doesn't know explicit Mishnah. But moreover, Ibayim, if Rav Ashi holds that the sister of the one who did Maimer to requires chalitza, sounds like that there's still Zika, and therefore she requires chalitza. So how could he remain married to the one who did Maimer to, but she's forbidden because of chesisha from the other one? So it says Taisa Rishon, what you could say is that the suburb of Ashi, Rashi held that the Mahani Maimer Lahasa Zika, that this that Maimer is effective in the Yavama to acquire her partially, that's to remove the Zika of the sister. And Bedachi Letzara, and it pushes away the Tzara, so to speak, which is her sister, Le'inyan, regarding Shalei Tessa Ezu, that it should not make this one forbidden, Meshamach Lezik Kukasa, being the sister of the one that's Zika. Now, but it's only after he actually does be with the one that he did maimer to. That's what we're saying. The tizachis that release him because of chesisha. But right beforehand, it's not. This is when Tami begin to say, "How's Rav Ashi bring raya from the Mishnah of Chavav Menav?" That, in the opinion of Beis Shammai, by the four brothers and two brothers with the two sisters, and you're not supposed. You're supposed to chalitz. And Beis Shammai says, "Okay." If you did kadam kansu, then yikaimu, which is the gemara's dig yikaimu in like a chilaloi, but initially not that they're not supposed to. Now, if you say the maimer is fully pushing it away, so then why do we say like a chil, you should not marry the sisters? What do you mean? Like one of the brothers do maimer one of the sisters, and therefore they push away the other one, and then he can marry her, and then the second one will do the same thing. In fact, we don't say that. It's obvious that maimer doesn't fully push it away; push away and leaves over something. And even though you did Maimer, it's not going to fully push away. And the Rabbi Shammai holds, it's only the Eved you could stay, but like a Tchila, not. Now, what bothers Taisus is, if you say, like Taisus said, that even according to Rabbi Ashi, that holds Maimer is Doich B'Shayr, but still Maimer is effective according to Rabbi Shammai to push away the Zika of the sister from her, so then it's difficult. So why does the Gemara say that you cannot do Kadmu, you can't do Kantu like a Tchila? What do you mean? One of the brothers do it, because Hamahani Maimer, the Rabbi Ashi, Luchal HaPach, is the Doich L'Tzara, that it does push away the Tzara. And therefore, there's no mazika. So b'shagur b'alz maimer liketchila. So then, you should be permitted to liketchila go ahead and marry the one that you did maimer to. So this, what you can say is no, the hachi maisi. This is what Rashi's what the raya is because obviously that the maimer, yeah, that it's deicher m'shayer, and that's because by a maimer that was done permittedly, like our mishnah, where it's permitted initially to do yibum, but he went and did maimer first. And there was nothing else at that time contradicting that the Isa Gedai that if you would think to say the Maimer Teira, which is the case of a Mishnah, when you permitted Maimer, that would be a full rejection of the other one. Then lift the Tzarasa below Chalitza, it should let the Tzara go free without Chalitza. Then, if that's the case, the Maimer the Issa, then even, for example, like the Mishnah by the four brothers, Abar Achim, where that Maimer was done by Issa because you know, I'll do even Mitzachalitza Kuk already at that point. And that Maimer is a step lower to say that it's not like the Maimer of Hatera, the push away the Tzara totally, but it should at least push away the co-wife, the Tzara, what we're calling the Tzara, the other one. At least that it shouldn't make this one forbidden, because, in other words, that it should be effective to push away the sister. But you're right, the other one's not going to go out without Chalitza. So if that's the case, then why do you say you can't do it even like a tchila? What do I mean? Say you do it, and v'zei yasa maimer v'yatra b'chulu. Ah, obviously, that even by maimer that's mutter, it doesn't totally push away. Rather, it push away and leaves over. And therefore, when it's a case of maimer d'yisur, like the case of arba achen, it's not going to help at all. And that's why b'shem holds is only the evidence you can stay married, because the maimer really is not effective at all. But we learned Beishamim, they say Ishtay Mai Bukhulu, we stay married. We're Mashma the Doichadhi Gamura. Sounds like that. The moment you do Maimer, like Beishami says in the Mishnah, it fully pushes away. Not only that after you do Bia, then you're going to say that Teitzachayis Mishnah Chaysisha without Chalitza. See, the Maimer itself pushes it totally away. And that's what the Gemara says, Ella, Yivama, Duchaz, Lekulu, Bechulu, no, it's different. That when Yivama is able to do everything, then she's fit even for part of it. You can't do everything, you're not fit even part of it, Pirish, in other words. The Maimer that Teitzah, when it permitted Maimer, that you could have done everything, meaning it was at a time that permitted, then it fully pushes away. But Yivama delechaz the kol, but Yivama is not fit for everything. When you couldn't have done Yivam, then loydochel mitzvah then doesn't even push away even partially, and therefore the loydochel umayim klal. That's why the Yivama does not push away at all because not permitted, so it's not going to push away, and therefore it doesn't help. That's why Bishami holding that Mishnah Barachin, like it's really, yeah, it is going to be forbidden to do Yivam. This says is how you have to explain according to Rashi. Now, but kasha, but it's difficult. Says this because the tzara, the bechol duchti. Now we mentioned in this mesach the tzara. Hainush and the fellows imam mebay sech. It's coming from the same husband, not like here it's sister where they're falling at the same time, but from two different brothers. And v'oid moreover, shemagia svam Rashi is really editing the text and he's adding the words ella yivama dechaz lo kulu, rather yivama that's fit for all. Where according to Rashi, the Gemara is retracting. And it's pushing away what Rav Ashi had said, where Shalai Kos B'Svarim Ella really didn't say that in the text, the word Ella. Loi Morva says Tosis. Lamashin Aloshin, based on Rashi, why is the Gemara changing its wording and saying Yibama the Chazir B'Hulu that V'Loi Nakalishin the Nakamikar? Why doesn't it say the same wording according to Rashi? It's the same words, same idea that the Gemara had used in different words. Maimed Eterikani, the Surah Lekani. It's the same idea. Why are we saying such fancy words Yibama the Chazir? It's the same idea according to Rashi, because they're both talking about the sister. Says different says even it will be it appears to the reader that no. Actually the tzara hainu shima b'vaisacha. The tzara is what always classically means tzara. It's the co-wife that's coming from the same husband. And this is what the Gemara is saying. That Loi Tema, Rabbi Elazar was saying is Loi Tema, don't say Maimel B'Shama B'chulu. That's gonna be a full-fledged kinyan that if you want they can move her with a get. No. Elitchas l'tzara b'vad. It only is effective, this Maimer, according to B'Shamai, to push away hard tzara. In other words, Shem Nosin Maimer le'echem and Beziv Amester Nov Ma'asechad. If he gives one of the two co-wives, he gives one of them a Maimer, Avagav the Baal's Maimer le'echem and Beziv. Although you're right, the one who was given the Maimer, it's not enough to just give her a get and be done with her. But Tzarasa mi betur le'echem le'chalitza. But the co-wife is totally off the hook, even not chalitza. Why? Didn't finish up all the what you had to do with this husband's widows. Yeah, but the kimech is like kin las bezuz. Since he already started the acquisition with one of them, with a maimer, sa'af official enigma, although he didn't finish, kidding by sechud b'ayin, maybe by batim. It's already considered that you could only build one house and not both houses, and then it's going to let the tzar go scot free because he already started with the first one. It's already like b'ayin the sechud, although not didn't finish building it. And the time of the b'sham, the reason b'sham according to Rabbi Elazar that holds that maimer is a full fledged kinya at least to exempt the tzara. Because Rabbi Elazar holds the Sari, the Bishami held the Ahani Krodo, the Pasig that is effective, the Shin, the Gemara tells later on of Nandal Merav, Biga Meres Babin Kesbetar Gomimba, that only Bia finishes up is acquisition, but not money and not a document where we exclude from there that Maimer is not Goimer. That's only Leinian, that's only regarding Diboy Lafuke if he wants to get rid of Rodele Sagal, but again, that's not a number again. He stopped doing Chalitza. Regarding Baisech or the Bainaman Bezbatim, that even Maimer would do, and therefore it would let the Tzara go scot free. That's Rabbi Elazar. Now, Rav Ashi held that no, the lema hani maim is not effective even lifted tzaras by chalitza, even to exempt the tzara to go out without chalitza. Ella, rather, all it does is decha tzara mimenu. It pushes away the tzara from her. Shas liyama that you can't do yibam and umishag taz zika, but it does leave over some of the zika. Lo isu l'shuk atchotachlis, not to let her go to the shuk. That other one until she does chalitza to her. Now, Tosfos bothers. It says, "Vav nachayis." Although regarding the sister of the one that he did Maimer to, which is falling at the same time, Rav Ashi holds that obviously that the Maimer is kinda to the fact that Dachi Maimer Legamri, that Maimer pushed away totally Lefet Lashok, even let her going to the marry anyone else, because that can turn Masin. That we learned in the Mishnah. The Bisham is the Balazut Tetz Mishnah Chayisisha. The other one goes scot free because of Chayisisha. So we see that Maimer is kinda even to totally push away that she could go scot-free. So why by the tzara did the Rashi hold that Maimer is not kinda to be considered as, you know, b'yisech rabbeinu and to push away the tzara totally? And that's the tzara, no, hasam achis enough la'acha Maimer. There's talk about where the sister fell after Maimer was already done. K'mayish p'dashti b'samach, like tzara is going to explain later on. So therefore, that lets her go. But by regular tzara, it's that would not be enough as a Maimer to remove the zika that's already been here to let her go scot-free. Now, but come on, this is what the Gemara says, that the proof to Rav Ashi that Maimer is not a Kenyan totally to push away the Tzara, is the Gemara says, Abanan Namtinin. We also learned this, that what? Sheka Shekadma Zika LaMaimer, that when the Zika is there before the Maimer, like this case that we're describing for the Tzara, Sheina Maimer Mafkilagami, that the Maimer does not totally remove the Zika of the Tzara, because the Mafkilagami, if it was totally removed, then, as we're trying to bring from Abach and say, yes, a Maimer Beyatul, then each one let do a Maimer and push away totally, obviously, that it doesn't totally push it away. But then this we learn b'shamayim ishtei imay b'chul in our Mishnah. Another one goes out because of chazisha. So we see out there a maimer through maimer mitchal chayis legamer totally pushed away her sister. Now, so what does the Gemara want? The Gemara says hachanami here also titchet tzaras legamer, the real tzara, which according to Tesis is according to the Ri is on the co-wife. So it should also push her away totally. And the Gemara answers no. Yivama the chaz lekulu. Then it's fit for partial. But it's not fit for all, it's not fit for partial, as Tosfos does hold Nabaloigis in Ella, not like Rashi. There's no retraction of what Ravashi had said. Rather, what the Gemara says, Vachim Perushak. Yivama the Chazla Kulu Mila the Yibam, regarding Yivama that's fit for all the halachas of Yibam, meaning that you could do Yibam with her Kugun Bez Yivama Shnabam Baisecha, like the case we're discussing over here, two Yivam is falling from the same brother, Shokol Achaz, Rulach, Litzvah, Yam, Shazam, Vila, Tam, the Vila. Either one, you could have done Yibam Chalitza, and the Chaino, the Bisham, and Mikam, so to win. In our Mishnah, Bisham, it says you could stay by the Arba Achen. By the two brothers that you could stay married, and we don't say that the mime of one of them push away the sister totally, because only like a tchila, only but the other not like a tchila. Why? Because the b'shas nefila chazikol achas the chomil yibam natira. Biblically, each one of them was biblically allowed to do yibam. So since b'shami ultimately say yikaimu, sounds like that it's only rabbinically forbidden. But obviously, minatir you're allowed to stay because it's only rabbinically. Oh. Because biblically it's fit even for Yibam. What does it mean like partially? Partially for even other parts of the halach of Yibam, the chalitza that she requires chalitza if you did by the tzara a maimer or by the sister, because the kibin b'hazika echazalim since with the zika it was fit to do Yibam. Meaning at least biblically, so maimer is not going to totally preclude that zika or by chalitza that requires chalitza. But regarding Yavama, there's not fit for all the halachos of Yim. Could go in ahida b'shamay oimer ishta imoy, like in our Mishnah, that he did maimer before the sister fell, and then the chayisisha gets removed. The reason is because leniris liyim shas nafila, she's not fit for Yim at the time of the nafila. She could also maimer because he really did maimer by the sister. Oh, then lechaz miktsavsei pirish chalitza, they're not fit for a part of Yibam, which is the mitzvah of chalitza, in order to be tchaya di maimer chavit lagami, then you get pushed away through the maimer of a friend totally. So Tais is now bahashle maslish nuke de shanle el. Now Tais explained the difference of the terminologies, why we changed the words. Now we cannot answer like we answered before, maimer de teredach bechulu, but not maimer de silva, because shafila maimer de teru kama dole mafke zika lagami lat zol shon. Because here we're talking about, you're right, even when it's maimer de teru, we're saying that the zika is not totally precluded to permit the tzara go to the shuk, because even if it's done beheter. The reason why it's not doich is because this zika of the tzara is a bona fide zika, and that you cannot push away, which is with the maimer. Now this ends off by asking a question, that from where do we know that the reason b'shamay is because maimer is kaina, which that's the whole thrust of the sugya. Hikshur of Yaakov do lines. It says, "Min alam the time b'shamay." Where do we get this? The reason b'shamay that he says the wife stays with him, but the other one goes out because of chizisha. The reason is mishum the maimer kaina, because maimer is kaina, and we're discussing how much is a kaina. The muksarei in zika, maybe b'shamay holds there's no zika. But they hold you live in Bat Mitzvah. And the Nokan Maimim, Mishra Beisel, the only reason why I spoke of Maimim is because Beisel, they hold it's not Koina. But therefore, Beisham says, yeah, what's the problem? There's no Zika, and you live in Bat Mitzvah, so you don't have any problems. Mishra says, but you can say, no, let me establish a Shum Tan and make a Lavat of the Hed Mitzvah. It's not logical to say that any time would hold that you could go straight out in Bat Mitzvah, which would be the case. If that's how you're explaining the Pinyin B'Shamai, just take one and then the other one just is precluded. Because of being chayzishte, but moreover, the Amalel, the Gemara previously said b'shamayim yikaimu, like that yikaimu is only b'di'evin, but like it's chilaloi, but initially not. But if you're holding b'at mazyamin, so what's the problem? Obviously, it's also b'at mazyamin. But hekshav. Now another question he had, however, was dimma tam the b'shamayim. Maybe the b'shamayim is for a different reason. The zikah k'nusa to the contrary, maybe the exact opposite. Zikah is so strong, it's like he's married to her already, and therefore that's why the other one gets canceled out, but not because of maimer. So that's the situation. Because no, let me stop with the maimer. It's not logical for the Gemara to say that maimer was only picked for Basil. It's possible to say also b'shamayim was necessary to let us know the maimer is kind, and therefore that's why the Gemara says it's based on the maimer, but not because Zika is kiknus.